welcome to the 216th, nope, 217th episode of the Cracked Nine Podcast.
All that counting really comes back.
Ooh, numbers.
He'll catch up to it eventually.
Goblin math?
Sean, would this be considered episode one of season six, or is that the next one?
No, this would be episode one of season six. I think you're right on it.
Oh, damn. Hello.
Six heckin' seasons, guys.
New season. Goddamn. Can't believe it.
What is it? Six seasons in a movie?
Do you know someone who knows how to make a movie? Because I know I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have friends in the movie industry, but they're not the people who bankroll the movies, so no.
I think we should focus on podcasting first before we branch into movie turf.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, why not get good at one thing before we are bad at something else?
Yeah.
Like, we can maybe do six seasons in an audio drama, but that even that's a maybe.
I just know that I would like in my contract to have one of every merch item that comes from this.
You can, for the low, low price of whatever it costs on the website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So last episode, I don't really have anything to talk about because we just answered your cues.
We heard from our amazing, wonderful community and answered questions.
Yeah, we aid those cues.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, guys.
That's a way to put that.
Yep. I was telling everyone between recordings here, between then and now, that I'm just so happy we have such a vibrant international community. International to the United States, because we think we're the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yes, I'm very happy. And that's not to say I am not happy that we have US-based listeners. That is not what I'm saying. I'm very happy we have those as well. But I'm very happy that we also have international listeners. So it's cool. It's yeah. Cool to see this little show reach out across the globe and unite around rolling dice and telling stories. So makes me happy.
And how bad Alec was.
Yes.
We all agree. He was the worst.
But Alec is cool.
Yeah, Alec yeah. is fun.
Alex from Ohio is great.
But Alec, forget him.
Fuck that guy.
That guy was a dick.
Okay, so this is going to be a little paperworky to start, but I think it's exciting to chat about because I think it's cool. So at the end of the last book, you dealt with a magma dragon, you dealt with a Dalos, you dealt with a bunch of inferno elementals, you got the key, you saved the town, and you came back to the Citadel. But more importantly, I think you all leveled up to level 15.
Woo! Yes!
Finally.
So I would like to ask everyone to let me know, and not just me, but the rest of the audience, let me know what you took for your level ups. And I will start with the first character whose character sheet has popped out for me, or, well, popped up, not popped out, because that doesn't work anymore.
What?
Saraya. Let's start with Saraya. Christine, as a level 15 alchemist, you got two kind of cool bonus. You got alchemical alacrity, and I don't like the second thing.
Evasion.
Yeah, gross.
Alchemical alacrity. I can actually make three items at once. I do have to spend the reagents for each one, but they can all be different items. And I automatically stow one of the new ones. So that's really cool. That's helpful with the enduring alchemy. So since they last to the end of my next turn, not the end of this turn now. So evasion, my reflex saves are improved. I get 1 degree better, I think, than whatever I rolled, basically.
So now I can't hit you with anything that requires a reflex save, or with your juggernaut, anything that has a
fortitude save. Because Thursdays are for fort saves.
I can only hit you with will saves. Got it. Gonna write that note down real quick. Attack Saraya with will saves. Okay.
Fine. We do get ability boosts at this level. So I have boosted my strength to 14, so for a plus 2. My dexterity to a 19, so that's still a plus 4. My wisdom to 12, so I get a plus 1 on wisdom. Only took me to level 15. And charisma, which is now a 16 for a plus 3.
I have you having a boost to wisdom previously, so you have a plus 2 to your wisdom.
Oh man, sweet.
Nice.
Cool, then I need to revisit Demiplane and how things are looking on that.
Yeah, you have a plus 1 strength, plus 4 dex, plus 4 con, plus 5 int, plus 2 wiz, plus 3 cha.
Cha.
Okay.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Interesting. We'll have to revisit that at some point and make sure the numbers are all correct.
You also get a general feat.
Yes. So knowing what is coming for Soraya, she's going to kind of delve a little more into her magical craftingness. So I have taken Rapid Affixture for talismans. So I also get a skill increase, which means my crafting is now legendary.
Very nice.
So with the Rapid Affixture, I can attach things as a three action movement, basically, instead of having to take like a whole minute. So I have also acquired a whole bunch of talisman recipes since I can start working on that kind of stuff now. Because Soraya's going to need to keep her mind off certain things and keep her hands busy and her mind busy.
Makes sense.
If you could please send me a list of talismans that you can make so I can add them to your sheet, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, there are four I'm looking at right now that I think would be cool for most of the party. So there's a Ruby Capacitor, which is there's a major version of it, which I believe I could do, or greater, which adds charges to a staff, so we can use that for Mr. Knife Sword there. There is a Mending Lattice, which you attach it to a shield or an item, but commonly a shield. When you activate it, it negates the damage and instantly completely repairs an item. So nice little thing for Brianna, she's thinking. There's a Reverberating Stone I was looking at. You have used the affixed shield to shield block. That's what this bounces off of. And you can use it as a reaction. When you activate the talisman, the gem shatters, releasing a powerful shockwave in a 15-foot cone that must include the enemy who struck the person. Everybody takes 2d6 sonic damage in that cone and is pushed 5 or 10 feet away, depending on their save.
Are you looking at the greater or the regular?
The greater is level 15, which I can absolutely do. And that's a 30-foot cone, 3d6 damage, and a more impressive DC. And then there was one she was thinking for Twin Talon, which is the Lion's Claw, which you attach to a weapon. When you activate the claw, you learn to pounce on your prey in one fluid motion. You stride and strike against the creature you're undetected by. You also remain undetected until after you strike.
Cool.
That's awesome.
So there's other things I'm sure I will look up and pick up formulas for, since you can buy them in sufficiently large civilizations is the wrong word, but you know what I mean, towns, cities, settlements. But those are the ones I'm looking at right now, which will be beneficial to her friends. Like I said, keep her hands and her mind busy.
Awesome. Exciting. That's pretty cool. All right, Matt, what did you do? Let's start with your attribute bonuses.
Okay, so for my attribute boosts, I chose Dexterity, Constitution, Wisdom, and Charisma.
All right, so that puts you at a +6 Dex.
+5.
Oh, +5 still. Okay.
Whew. Level 10, I got to 5, and then it takes 2 boosts to get to 6.
So you're +1 strength, +5 dex, +4 con, +3 intelligence, +3 wisdom, and +2 charisma.
Correct.
Right, that's cool. And then at level 15, you have greater weapon specialization as a rouge.
Yep, so it just means all of my attacks get +6 bonus instead of whatever it was before.
I just read what your other ability boost is, your class feat is, and my stomach literally just did a somersault. And not in a good way, in a disgusting way. Would you like to talk about your other level 15?
Yeah, I'll talk about all the stuff here. So the other thing I got was double debilitation. Your opportunistic attacks are particularly detrimental. When you use debilitating strike, you can apply 2 debilitations simultaneously. Removing one removes both.
Anything else you want to do to ruin my day, Matt?
Want to? Sure. I'm allowed to do? No. I think that's all the things I'm allowed to do.
I love it.
Okay, great. Love it. Call me McDonald's because I'm loving it. Hiya, what did you do?
Well, nothing as terrifying as Matt. I feel like less happens for Brianna at 15th level, but the most exciting thing is that she gets a skill increase in medicine. So she is now legendary in medicine. And for her general feat, I took legendary medic.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I figure just, you know, do practical things. So I've discovered medical breakthroughs or techniques that achieve miraculous results. Once per day for each target, I can spend 1 hour treating the target and attempt a medicine check to remove a disease or the blinded, deafened, doomed, or drained condition. Use the DC of disease or of the spell or effect that created the condition. If the effect source is an artifact above 20th level or similarly powerful, increase the DC by 10.
You also got greater weapon specialization, so your damage has increased with weapons, which is cool. And attribute bonuses, what'd you do?
I stuck to my tried and true. I put one in strength, so she has plus 5 strength, one in dex, so she's plus 4, con plus 4, and charisma plus 4.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, get those numbers up as high as it can go.
Exactly.
And that's gonna... Yeah, jeez. That's disgusting. Also, just so the audience knows, Soraya at max health has 186 hit points. Brianna has 218 hit points. And Twin Talon has 203 hit points. Christine, I forgot to ask you, what was your skill increase? So you're legendary in crafting now?
Mm-hmm.
I think all three of us became legendary in the thing that we are
most reliant on.
Yeah.
Like, that's very thematic for us to be.
Yeah. All right. So let's switch over to downtime scenes before we ask about knife, sword, and ooh, because I think we should do that first. So you have some time between books 4 and 5. So does anyone want to volunteer to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Matt, what would you like to do?
So with the acquisition of that magic chisel, Twin Talon is going to throw in with the crafters. He's learned a thing or two about crafting over his time leveling up to level 15. And yeah, he's going to spend a lot of time helping, you know, improve the Citadel using the chisel, because I think it greatly speeds up our ability to do that.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of crazy how good that thing is to help you improve. Now, we still have a Google spreadsheet with how much time and energy and money and all that jazz. Do you know what you're repairing, or you're just working on making improvements and you can tell me later?
I mean, we can tell you later, but I have to look and see, because I don't know what the chisel, like how much faster it makes it, I guess, is my question.
Does it actually say on the item? Let's see.
It says you get a plus 3 item bonus to crafting checks related to stonemasonry, which I feel like the Citadel, it's going to be like everything. In addition, it takes you only 1 day to craft items using the guiding chisel instead of 4 days, and you quadruple the discount you get for spending additional days crafting items with the guiding chisel. So essentially, it takes 1/4 of the time to do everything using the chisel.
Okay, that makes sense. So yeah, get back to me with how long and how much money you have to spend with everything. Again, you have about 6 months of downtime between the end of the last book and the start of this book, so.
Yep, and the other thing Twin Talon is doing is retraining that one feat.
Okay. Easy peasy. Anyone else want to volunteer, or do I have to start calling on people like a disgruntled teacher?
I volunteer as tribute.
All right, Heidi.
Ooh came back and had a lot of complicated feelings. So she stays in her room a lot, and she is gone the next day. And she has a note that she has written to everyone. And it starts out the same, then it changes to each person. Like, there's a little note on each person's, like, slit under their door. And it goes, "My dearest loves, this isn't goodbye because I'll be back. I promise. I just need a little time to myself to sort through some things, but I'll be back to you soon and be as right as rain. I hope you don't mind. I took some gold and some trinkets I don't think you'll be needing. To Knife Sword, I was always jealous of your relationship with Brianna, and I wanted to keep you as my pet child, but I realized that I cannot tame the wild child inside of you, and it's not my place to house you in my backpack. Maybe you can be Brianna and Twin Talon's pet child, as I'm sure they will be getting together any day now, because true love prevails. I don't know where I've heard that before, but I'm sure it's true, because you and Greeble are in sweet, sweet love. Please invite me to your wedding, as I would love to see your nuptials and bring you something from my travels. Tell me what kinds of colors or shinies you like by Talon Soraya. She can get all that information to me. Hey, when you have little babies, can you name one Moo? I just think that's a precious name. It would be such a great way to remember me by, since I'm going to be the best aunt and the most favorite. I don't think any other name would be as great. Moo is a strong name. Ooh, and I would like a painting made of me and my little baby Moo. Ooh and Moo. We are going to be 2 pirates in a pod. Make sure that baby gets lots of trinkets and gets really strong. And they're going to have to get strong to wrestle with me when they get older, because we ain't raising no whiners. Make some soup to remember me by. Make a potatoes and bacon and put it in a bread bowl. None of that regular bowl crap. I want to be remembered from my amazing appetite. And you can honor me by eating your soupy bread bowl. To Brianna, what can I say to a woman I have admired since I've laid eyes on you? I know you don't appreciate my advances, but they're all in jest. Or are they? I just know that I could make you happen if you and me and Saraya and Twin Talon got together. We would just have one big happy family, although we kind of already do. I think you are the glue that keeps this family together. You're kind of the mama, sister, best friend that I never had. I wish you could go with me. Out of all this family, I think you might enjoy the sea the most. I don't think you'd enjoy the plundering, but the sea and the peace that comes with the gentle waves and breeze are some of the most peaceful things I can think of. And when I think of you, I think of peace and warmth. Please take care of Saraya for me. I think she'll miss me too much and be consumed with her work while I'm gone. Remind her that she lives forever, and out of forever, I'll only be gone a small bit of time. Can you finally just tell Twin Talon about your feelings for him? I see the way your eyes linger, and you blush when his eyes linger on a little too long on yours. I hear the way your voice changes when you have those intimate conversations with him. Just kiss him already. Our lives are short. Also, please know that I love you deeply. Again, I'm not gone forever. It's just for now. I just want to get my head right so I don't hurt anyone else. I know you'll take care of yourself physically, but don't forget about your mental health too. Your innards are just as important as your outards. I love you. To Twin Talon, please take care of Brianna for me. Keep her boobies warm and her butt flat because I'll be coming for it when I get back. And if this makes you uncomfortable or jealous, well then good, and you should be doing something about it already. I would appreciate it if you and Mommy, you and Brianna, could just get together already. This tension between you both is something I could cut with a butter knife, and you've just got to get it over with. At the very least, get it out of your system before you're all pent up with sexual frustration, and it's making me frustrated for you. Also, you better keep warm for me too because I'm coming for you next. You're a handsome man and a catch at any level. Why are you still single but not ready to mingle? In fact, I've never asked you what your deal is, and if I have, I don't remember. So tell Saraya so she can tell me. Oh, and by the way, I just took a little bit of gold. I know you're not mad at me because you love me too much to be mad, but also I just thought you should know. I've always treasured your companionship and straightforward attitude. When I come back, I can't wait to tell you all about my adventures, and I'll even bring you back a ring so you can give it to Brianna. I care about you and the sanctity of our friendship. You're my favorite bald man and brother in arms. To Saraya, I love you. Please know that I love you. I love you as much as the ocean is wide and deep. I love you as far as the furthest star in the night sky. I love you as much as I'd give my life to know that you were okay every day for as long as you live. I'm not gone forever. I make this vow to you, my love. I'm not gone forever. I promise to come home. I've never in my life felt true north until I met you. You are my home and my north. I promise to get stronger so I can protect you. Please don't push people away while I'm gone. Please don't hide away. Think of me fondly and drink and eat and be merry. You know I would not want you to be sad because this is not goodbye. Think of it as I'm just taking an extended solo vacation on a boat. And you can call me whenever you want. You have that pendant, so use it. I know I will. And maybe don't be around other people when you get my messages because they might not be meant for other ears other than your own. Oh man, we should have made a secret code for the stuff not safe for other ears, like saying ear fingers or sound muffs or something. Shame. I'll be back, lickety-split. You'll see. I won't be long. Take care of yourself. Go sleep in Brianna's bed. Maybe not. I'm really trying to get Brianna with Twin Talon, and I'm just trying to get them together because I know they would be so happy together like you and I are happy. Can you work on that for me? Can you work on getting them together while I'm gone so when I get back, they can be together and then we don't have to hear about their long and size and their blushing cheeks? God, you'd think they were teenagers. You are mine, and I'm yours, and I'm going to wife you when I get back. I love you. I love you. I love you. And then we don't see her.
Meep.
So... again, real life stinks, and Heidi is going to take a break. We have plans in the future, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining us for this adventure so far, and we can't wait for you to come back.
We'll miss you.
We miss you so much.
I'll miss you guys too.
Also, if you look into the group loot sheet, I have adjusted things because Ooh really did pilfer some stuff from you guys. You'll notice that there's about 9,500 gold gone. 2 scrolls are missing, 5 manacles, a whip, and the soul chain.
Checks out. You know what? Checks out.
The soul chain?
The soul chain. So that was the soul chain. That was one of the boss's weapons from the last book. It was the one that Embermead had.
Oh, okay.
Who is setting sail for a little bit, but she will be back. So... Heidi, again, from the bottom of my heart, I have to say thank you so much for joining us and for playing with us. We understand that real life gets in the way of having a good time, but we will see you back here. I will force you back here by hook or by crook.
Oh, no.
Sounds good. Don't threaten me with a good time. I mean, ooh, sorry.
You promised to wife me, so like, we gotta do that.
Also, Heidi will still be in the Discord, so she will still be an active member of the community, so please feel free to reach out to her in the Discord. Don't be creepy. please don't be creepy. But other than that, it's been an incredible pleasure. So
thank you. It has been an incredible pleasure to play with you all as well. And I've learned so much about Pathfinder.
Good.
Hope you enjoyed your time. We love you so much, Heidi.
Thank you. I love you all too.
We'll miss you.
You're just going to leave without saying goodbye. Just Rhea.
She left you a note.
Well, she said it a bunch of times. This isn't goodbye. I'm going to wife you when I get back. And I promise to come home.
You know, she's not even going to be like, all right, I'm setting off now. I'll see you later. Bye. Just disappears one night.
Maybe she just couldn't face, you know, seeing Soraya, that it'll, you know, change her mind, which is why it's taken so long for her to leave in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Who knows?
All right. So with that, let's jump to Soraya. Christine, you wake up the next morning and you discover that lovely note. What's going on? What do you do?
Despite what the note says, I think she does keep to herself for at least for a couple days. She's going to miss Ooh. She's a little sad about it. I feel like her first instinct would be to try and like reach out with the pendant and just kind of be like, hey, I didn't even get like a goodbye kiss. Like, wait, what? Like, I know we talked about it, but I don't know if it was too distracted to answer just yet. So once she does kind of have the time to process that, she does dive into her crafting. She's keeping herself busy, but she's trying not to be super isolated. She's trying to keep herself around her friends, but still keep herself busy.
Meep.
Meep.
Is there anything you would like to do in that downtime?
I'm probably going to end up making a whole bunch of different alchemical things and some of the new talismans we were talking about. Just kind of getting herself set up and squared away, and because she knows they're going to go out again and do something again. So if she can get some stockpiles of things like her elixirs and some of the go-to things that they'll need, so she's not relying just on the day-to-day. She can do things the old-fashioned way for a little while and not on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you doing this? Do you stay in the Citadel?
She's got the lab they were making in the Citadel. I think that was one of the things we were working on in our last downtime.
Yep, that was definitely an upgrade that is finished.
Like I said, she's trying to take Uzi's advice and not isolate herself. So she'll stay in the Citadel with everybody else and
be a little mopey, but
yeah, she's a little mopey girl for a while.
Do you go to dinner? Like when it's mealtime, I'm assuming like at some point you all, because it's a Citadel, but it's still small-ish. Do you still like go to dinner and hang out with everyone, or do you kind of like politely nod and walk away?
I think for the first couple days, she kind of does the walk away, but after a little while, she tries to start coming back out.
Okay, so you have a workshop for crafting. It gives you a +3 bonus to your crafting check, and you have plenty of time to do all of that.
I looked at the spreadsheet, and even before this downtime, we had done basically everything except for building training facilities. And with the chisel, we could build a new training facility in 5 days. So if we have 4 to 6 months, the Citadel's done.
That's incredible. Okay.
It is all rebuilt.
Yeah, great. And you can kind of lay it out. You can build two different workshops if you wanted to. You could have like a crafting workshop and a forge, which I think you guys did.
It's also crafting. Crafting is just all that skill is in the same thing, but you know, for flavor reasons, there could certainly be a, you know, forge versus an alchemist lab. There's no reason we couldn't do that.
Except for the specialty crafting.
Yeah.
I think, if anything, Knifesword and Brianna share the forge area, like everything else in their lives. Jesus.
Hello.
Because Knifesword's trying to rebuild that golem.
Right. Right, right, right. I think in our last downtime, Brianna was very excited to run down and get to work and then find, you know, that Knifesword had set up in a corner, and he's like, here. And he like created a chalk. He's like, this is my corner. And she's like, okay, let me help you with your golem. How can I help? No, that's awesome that we're almost done.
No, we're done.
Or we're done? We're done.
We're done. There isn't really anything else to do with the Citadel.
We might, if it says something about that, the crafting labs, because like alchemy is a specialty craft, like if we need like one for that and one for a magical and like one for all other general crafting. But even that, how long would it take us?
I mean, each one of those workshops would normally take us 20 days, so 5 days.
Five, yeah.
So we can easily set up whatever we need.
At this point, yeah, you could build whatever you need. You could build training facilities to have someone help you with, like, based on what you want, like a bard or a rogue, or you could hire like a bard or a champion or a cleric to help you retrain in certain skills.
So if that's the case, could I request maybe that? Okay, so here was my idea as to what Brianna was doing in these four to 6 months? You said 4 in the last episode, and I know at one point you said 6, so I was like a little confused, but...
It's between 4 and 6 months, yeah.
Okay. Well, first couple months, she actually goes back to Kintargo and is accepted into the Alabaster Academy, which is a university that focuses on the sciences, botany, medicine, zoology, but it does have a recent addition of arcane magic, but she just kind of keeps her head down and studies like an advanced or a fast-track course of medicine just to... justify the fact that she's a legendary medic now. She is legendary in medicine. But when she comes back through the Ayudara and makes it up to her room, or I think before that she ends up going to the forge and sees that Knifesword has maybe sprawled a little bit further and further during the 2 months of her being away into the into the forge. Maybe, what do you think, Rob? Would that happen? That he's like, well, you're not using it, sort of thing?
Oh, certainly.
So just like, it just becomes like Knifesword's taking over. So she's like, that's it. And she'll go see. And she's like, I'll deal with you later. I need to put things down. So she goes to her room and then she finds U's note finally and reads it. And she just feels her stomach drop because this is not the first time or the second that a friend of hers has just left in the middle of the night and left a note behind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or third.
Third time.
This is the fourth time, actually.
Wait, no, didn't Silver get grabbed?
Oh, right. Yeah. Silver got grabbed.
I mean, Silver got grabbed, but it was in the middle of the night.
Right. But like in terms of notes, it was Silver getting grabbed and then Pond Watcher being like, I'm going to go look for him. Bye bye. And then Tem would be like, hey, you know, I want to follow in the triad's steps. I want to go find them. You know, if this is taking too long, goodbye. So yet again, she's faced with a note from somebody she's grown to love and trust. And she just, as sweet and as kind as these note is, she's angry more than anything. And then she takes a moment to center herself and realizes the very first things that U had written was take care of Soraya. Even though part of it was also like, you into a talent, da 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 da. And of course, her face is like beet red.
Especially realizing everybody saw the note.
Yes. So I think in this moment, Brianna is first going to go check on Soraya more than anything. That was her first, like, she checked on the forge. She dropped things off. And instead of like, okay, going back and doing things, no, it's been a couple months. Maybe, I don't know what the timeline is of U leaving or how long she's been gone since.
I'd say a month or so.
So Brianna's gonna go try and look for her first in her lab, maybe?
Yeah, you can probably find her there.
Okay. So she will gently knock at the door.
There are all kinds of things in various states of finishing all around. It's an organized mess, but it's a mess, which may not be entirely what you're used to seeing with her. Yeah, she is head down working on things.
It's like logical for Soraya, but a mess to anybody else that doesn't know what's happening sort of thing.
Kind of, but also kind of in that like semi-frantically trying to keep myself busy might not be completely organized thing.
Brianna will gently knock on the door so she won't startle her.
She'll look up and just, oh, Brianna, you're back. Good to see you again.
Likewise, it is always good to see you. And she'll gingerly approach, hope, you know, try not to knock anything over.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I've been busy.
Oh, no, it's your space. And I understand you need to keep busy. And she'll finally like approach and gently put a hand on her shoulder.
She like clears off like a second chair and it's like, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, thank you. And she'll carefully sit in.
Just finding some new things to do. And how was your studies?
They're fine. It's not important right now. Soraya, and she'll like gently put a hand on her shoulder. How are you? I just read her note.
Oh, she could quiet for a minute. I mean, I knew it was coming.
You did?
We talked about it a bit. I didn't think that was how she was going to go.
Yeah, I'm perhaps illogically angry about it. Maybe because this is not the first time. And I do not understand why they cannot seem to have the guts to tell us what is happening and just disappear.
I know. That is why it's so hard, isn't it?
Because they had made peace with saying goodbye to you, but is it fair that we cannot do it for them?
Then you see her playing with a necklace she has. I don't know, I suppose she figured if we could still talk to each other, it wouldn't be quite so final.
Oh, is that And she'll point to the necklace. Is that what that is?
Yes. I forget. Is it a sending stone? Or I forget exactly what the item is. But yeah, it's the...
Pendant of communication.
Pendant of communication.
Oh, that's handy. Have you been able to make contact with her at least?
I figured I'd let her settle into whatever she's going to do. Wouldn't want to interrupt or distract.
I understand. Did she say why? Why she needed to get away?
She said she needed to clear her head. I know there was, you know, there were things that bothered her about, you know, things that had happened and the kinds of things we were up against. But I didn't expect her just to leave without actually saying anything.
I think Brianna has like this inner angry monologue that's happening right now that she's trying to like keep in control around Saraya because she wants to be here for her.
I don't think we ever told her about Honwatcher attendance, so it's not like she knew.
Of course not. I don't think we really spoke about them. I feel like we've just been one right after the other.
And pressing on and pressing on.
And even during campsites that we've just all so exhausted to really sit and talk.
Exactly.
How can I help you during this time? What can I do to help alleviate this heartache? Because it is, like she said, it is not forever. It is painful that she decided to do it this way, but she's coming back, yes?
That's what she said. To wife me?
Oh.
Is that how they say it? Is that how they say it?
Yeah. Brianna will like...
I don't think I've heard of it that way.
Put a hand out like, wait. I'm sorry. Did she propose to you?
She leaves a note that says she's going away, but that, yes, I would say in the same pen stroke. It's not really the same breath, is it?
But she'll stand up, she's like, and point at her and be like, she proposed to you in a fucking letter? I'll kill her when she comes back, and then I'll heal her, and then you can wipe her. But what the fuck?
And you get the sense it's the first time she's laughed in a bit, so that's nice.
Okay, good. Sorry, congratulations and all that, but jeez. Ooh.
Okay, I know.
So, how can I help? I'm not terribly good with potions, but I can try.
Here, I was thinking these might be of a little bit of use to you, and she'll wade through a small pile of trinkets and find the two that she was looking at specifically for the shields, which I think were the mending lattice and the reverberating stone. I have to see if you can attach more than one trinket to the same item or not.
You can only have one thing attached at a time, but most of them are single use, so once it's consumed, you can attach another one.
I also have multiple shields.
That too. The other thing I'm thinking is, like, I can do things as a three action, and it doesn't necessarily say I can only do them to my things. So I don't know. We'd have to see if that's how that works. But if just like, you know, Brianna raises her shield and Saraya's next turn, she's like, new one. Yeah. Reloading.
I love that.
Or even just between combats. Just which one would you like this time?
So cool.
Yeah. So she'll show her the kind of things she's doing. And Brianna might kind of get the undertone that she's like, she's kind of got that same thought of like, we've lost a whole bunch of people. Like, you know, people have like walked away and everything. And like, as she's telling you about the things, there isn't anything she's making for herself. So this might be an effort to like not have anyone else go.
Yeah. I think like at some point between that, Brianna's just going to like stop her and just like hold her. Just give her a minute to just be held.
Oh.
And do what she needs to do. If she wants to just bawl on her, that's totally okay. Just hold her.
Yeah, that probably happens for a minute. Christine is emotional.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep together over here too.
I know.
What is this feeling?
I'm not going to lie. I stepped away from the microphone so you guys couldn't hear me.
No.
Yeah, she'll pull back after that minute though and like, you know, all right. Back together.
I think we got this.
So, you read her whole note?
I only found the one in my room.
There was one to all of us, and then I think we each had our specific little ones.
Ah.
Yes, yes. She's very invested in the love lives of everyone in our little group. Particularly yours, apparently. Oh, and not with her, yeah. My dear.
Brianna will clearly blush, be like, that is... I cannot even fathom any... Oh, goodness.
She doesn't do anything by half measures. Always enthusiastic, that one.
It is true. It is why we love her so much.
Exactly. Although I do fear if I have to come back and say no, if she comes back and no progress has been made in either direction, I think she may just end up smashing your faces together.
Brianna will, like, she's clearly, like, squirming in her seat because this is not something she really has sat and
examined,
thought about. Yeah. And anytime it's come up, she just kind of immediately squashes it, because the last two times she had emotions for anybody, the first time he died, as far as she knew, and then came back horribly undead.
Not a especially for Sir Henry, you know, all that.
A vampire. Yep. Mm-hmm. And she's still, I think, struggling with that. And she hasn't really spoken to anybody or even herself about that. She's just kind of like, nope, on to the next thing. Can't think about that right now. And then, if memory serves, there was like some attraction between Pond Watcher and her. And then he leaves. So she's like, ah, God damn it.
Yeah, that's rough.
So I think she's very hesitant to even broach that topic with Twin Talon, which, if she's really honest with herself, it's always been him. Let's be honest. Mm. Yeah. So in character, just be like, I don't think he feels that way about me. He seemed to very much enjoy the attentions of, ooh, whether it was jesting or not.
Did he?
I don't know. He just, you know, dexterously dodged her advances, whereas I tried my best to put boundaries and be like, I don't understand where this is coming from. jesting or no, this is not how I operate. But I don't know. I thought he might enjoy it a little bit, but I don't know, Soraya. I feel like anytime I give my heart to someone, something terrible happens. So I don't think it would be fair to do this to the person I love and have loved so much and so long since we were children.
She'll give Brianna the hug this time.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see how things shake out.
We'll see how things shake out. I have to go talk to him anyway, because apparently Knifesword has decided to take over the fort. So we have to make a space for Knifesword.
I think we have a few more gates that haven't opened up downstairs. So maybe once we've sorted all of that out, the two of you can see whatever happens.
That is true.
All right, now I know this workshop is a mess, but I can't imagine what it must look like if Knife Sword's at work. So let's go deal with that.
Come on. See. Unless you want to continue trying to talk to Knife Sword.
No, I think that was good. I think that was good.
No, that's great. That's amazing. If I could award you something, I would, but it's beyond my powers.
Oh, weird. Weird.
0 points.
Hey, Sean, is that what role-playing looks like? Is
that what that is? I guess. That's gross. Where's the monsters to kill?
They should both get like 5 hero points each. I'm just kidding.
Yes, of course. For those scenes, you both get an additional hero point next time we get into, like, when we're exploring and not in downtime. Yes, of course. That was beautiful, both of you. Bravo.
Yay!
Let's pan over to Knife Sword at this point. Rob?
Hi. I have a conundrum. I would like to phone a party for.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, but in the process of updating my character to level 15, I can't decide between 2 spells.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And I kind of would like to get the party's input on it, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
What are they?
Okay, so the 2 that I can't decide on which one I want is Uncontrollable Dance or Anti-Magic Field.
Ooh. I don't like either of them. I'm laughing so I don't cry.
I feel like the first one is very thematically Knife Sword, because he would absolutely do that and laugh.
Like, Knife Sword would have Uncontrollable Dance and, like, Phantasmal Killer going at the same time, so they're, like, dancing but also trying to swat away imaginary seagulls.
Oh my god.
That's just the most Knife Sword thing I can imagine.
That's a good point.
But also the second one, though.
But yeah, anti-magic. Ooh.
At level 15, you do get 3 level 8 spells, so.
Oh, I know. I picked the other 2.
But it's gravity well at a heightened level, magic missile at a heightened level, and then one other spell, probably. So
he already has those as his favorite spells. So those automatically heightened. So I'm so excited for an 8th level gravity well.
I love it.
You're going to have so much fun, Sean, because one of the other spells I took was Earthquake. So,
oh my God.
So I would pick Uncontrollable Dance for two reasons. One, it seems very knife sword to do that.
Yes.
Two, there is a few reasons here.
Yes.
Two, there's nothing funnier than hitting like a BBEG with Uncontrollable Dance, and then this fearsome creature is now just river dancing in the corner, and you're just like, ah, fuck you. And also, anti-magic field is centered on you.
Oh, it's true.
So it doesn't stop spells from passing through the field. It just, no magic can exist inside of the field. So anti-magic field would almost be better as something a non-caster would have so that people can't target them with stuff. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, Uncontrollable Dance, I think, is excellent. It's a will save. So you know, I'm not sure how many of your things are will save versus fort versus reflex, but it's always good to have a good mix of things. If they fail or critical fail, it lasts a minute. Even if they succeed, it lasts 3 rounds. And success, failure, or critical failure, they lose actions on every turn dancing.
Okay, so I'll go with that then. That sounds good. Those are, you guys have brought up some good points. I like that most of the points were thematic.
Yeah. It is thematically appropriate. Yes.
Yeah, in Baldur's Gate, I forget what we were fighting.
Cazador.
Cazador?
Yes. We made Cazador dance.
Yes.
That's right.
Somehow that's also the most Asterian thing to do. Just like, I was your puppet for so long. Now you're mine. Dance.
Because Matt's playing the dirge. But he's a bard.
Yeah, my Dark Urge bard was just like, dance, vampire bitch. And he was like, okay. And that's all he did. Then we just beat the shit out of him.
It was so good.
So it's a fantastic way to just take somebody out of the fight. And in Pathfinder 2nd edition, even if they succeed at their save, as long as they don't critically succeed, they lose 3 actions.
There's at least a round, yeah.
Yes.
So 1 action a round, they have to dance and they can't do anything else.
So, yeah, okay, I'll do that then. So, Sean, my new spells are Uncontrollable Dance.
Okay.
Earthquake and Monstrosity Form.
Oh, my God.
What?
Giant seagull on the field.
I'm going to die.
Oh. I can just hear the...
Yes.
I am a giant seagull.
Chicken.
Well, he could turn into a phoenix, but he could just be like a flaming seagull.
It's amazing.
Cave worm, phoenix, or sea serpent. Jesus Christ. Okay.
I'm so excited.
Good. I'm glad someone is. So, Rob, what is Knife Sword doing in these 4 to 6 months of torment, of living in the Citadel, spreading out throughout the workshop here?
Oh, he's using various occult, arcane, engineering, every bit of little knowledge he has to try to cobble together some kind of golem assistant out of what he brought back with a like built-in backpack living space in the chest cavity under the armor so that like he can ride around in it. Not control it, you know, per se, but like, you know, it's like a beach house compared to the backpack, you know, that type of deal.
Okay.
I love it.
Also, when Brianna just stopped coming to the forge, he started using the forge for a rotisserie.
No!
And all sorts of strange meats are now cooking down there.
He's just got like a Donner cone, like.
Yeah. He's got the other goblins like coming in at lunchtime and he's like serving like as a food truck.
Oh my God. You know the way to a goblin's heart is through their stomach.
Yes.
Yeah. Twin Talons, the short order. Yeah. Okay. So not to, you know, steamroll any more wonderful role play.
How dare you? Because there's definitely more to have.
Oh, there is definitely more to have. I do want to focus on 2 things real quick. Number one, Haya, while you're back home, your brother has reached out to you asking about working on that armor for you.
Yay!
Because he knows you're busy studying. And when you return, you do get a finished Dawn Silver full plate armor. So let me just add that to your character sheet.
Stop.
Yeah. And even took it upon himself, because I don't know if you remember, but I do. The last time you guys all chatted, you with your family, it wasn't the happiest conversation. It was a little, you know, it was a little grumpy. So he has taken it upon himself to etch some runes in it for you as well. So let me come here. The precious material is now Dawn Silver high grade. There is a armor potency +3 rune on it.
Nice.
Holy shit.
And a major resilience rune on it.
Oh my gosh.
And lastly, I'll give you an option, Hyatt.
Oh gosh, okay.
Do you want the winged rune on it? It is a level 13 rune. For 2 actions, once per hour, you can trace the rune on the front of the breastplate, and the armor's ephemeral wings grow tangible, granting you a fly speed of 25 feet or your land speed, whichever is slower. Graduate fly speed of 25 feet or increases your land speed to 25 feet, whichever is lower. This effect lasts for 5 minutes or until you dismiss it. Once the effect ends, the wings disappear completely, reappearing in their ethereal form 1 hour later. So there's that. There is the Swallow Spike. It's the level 16 major Swallow Spike. Basically, if you become grabbed, restrained, or otherwise immobilized in a creature's grasp, such as being engulfed or swallowed, your armor suddenly grows spikes attacking the triggering creature. The armor makes a melee attack with an attack modifier of +28, and it deals 5d6 damage, and an extra damage of the engulfing or swallowing creature increases to 3d6. So basically, if you get eaten, it makes you very pointy and hard to swallow. Or you can pick any rune that is level 14 or lower.
Okay.
But those were the two that I thought for you that were appropriate.
100%. So I would love to give Brianna wings, but I feel like that maybe a little bit later on in her journey when she kind of like is more, I don't know. I feel like she has to go through a bit more of a journey with her religion and celestial backstory stuff. So because I can never liberate myself, I think making my armor spiky would be awesome.
All right. Greater Swallow Spike. Now, of course, you still have 2 rune spots on this armor as well. By the way, after updating your armor, you have an AC of 40. Without a shield.
That sounds right.
Fuck yes. Thank you. That is so cool.
Yeah. I laughed in our Q&A session when you mentioned finishing making your Dawn Silver armor, because I was like, oh, well, that's part of the downtime stuff I had written out. So I'm glad to hear that was
about that.
Yeah. We can handle the selling and buying of new equipment or upgrading equipment. Not on the show. We can handle that later. However, after, you know, 6 months of relative quiet, the group hasn't heard anything of the Scarlet Triad or any of the acts that they've been, you know, chasing down, any of the trails or anything coming up. And it kind of seems like everything is, you know, done and settled and good to go. However, it is now 4721. So it has been 2 years since this whole quest has started. And you hear a knocking at the front of the Citadel's door. It is early March, so there's still a crispness in the air, whatever the March equivalent is.
For Rasmussen?
Yes, I think so. There's a knock on the front of the Citadel's door. Warble goes up and answers it, and then you hear announced properly through the Citadel that there is a Nolly Peltry who has shown up looking to talk with you all.
Oh my goodness.
Nolly. You assume we all come down and we're like, oh my goodness, hello, how are you doing?
I guess we'll go see her.
As you meet her in the dining room reception area of the Citadel, her normal, bright, shiny, happy, smiley face is formed into a serious, grimace. She looks very tired, and the bags under her eyes are very noticeable. She goes, I didn't know where else to turn. I had to come speak with someone who could help, and you were the only group that I could think of. With the Bellflower Network working so hard, we have heard that there's been an attack on a halfling stronghold.
When I hear halfling stronghold, I think a very elaborate bakery or something like that.
Like a speakeasy, but like a bakery.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's right outside of Katapesh, and there's been some problems happening in Finderplan. I don't know if there's any way that you could find it in your hearts to help us out, but it is a halfling city that is under suspicious attack. A few members that I know of the Bellflower Network out there have gone missing, and I'm very concerned. Normally, we would handle such things with ourselves, but there's no way to get a hold of them. There's something blocking all of our communications, and anyone that we've sent out there has gone missing. If there's any way that you could help me out, that would be very wonderful. Christine, you remember with your Dahak lore that Katapesh, which is very near where Finderplan is, a town outside of the giant city of Katapesh, that was one of the areas Dahak initially attacked when he was first around.
Yeah, she nods and like she'll look at the rest of the group. It's seems like this may tie back into some of the other things we've been dealing with. It's bound to catch up sooner or later.
Also, as Soraya has had many a nightmare, she constantly sees a tall red pyramid that looks similar to the architecture in that area.
She'll relay that.
It seems like maybe time to face off with some of this.
We have a new gate key. Do you want to bet where it goes?
That would make more sense. Of course, we will do whatever we can to help any way we can. I suppose this is where we start packing for a long journey, weather in Katapesh like this time of year.
It's a desert, so extremes on both ends.
So bikinis and winter coats.
And with that, we will end our episode here.
Hooray!
Kicking things off again.
Yeah! Welcome to season 6!
Yup.
In the desert.
Woo!
Bum bum. Dessert.
Sand is coarse and it gets everywhere.
Gross.
Makes me want to murder some younglings.
Oh, no. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo Di Loreto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Jacob Wilhelmi, Anwar Musa, Big Dog Matt, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Mike Minatillo, Sean Moore, Thomas Beard, Chris Simmons, Michael A. Hill, Corey Fellers, D. Shaka Jamal, Lee Jackson. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.